Hey, 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 it is Monday, and you know what that means. It's another episode of Snipes and Stripes Weekend Edition. We've got a lot to fit into the next 20, 30 minutes. Phenomenal hockey over the weekend, but we'll get into that in a second. Want to thank our sponsors, Whiskey in the Wild, Jeremy Roenick's Whiskey. Please go out and give it a try. It's absolutely fantastic. Also, to Protected Neck Guards, my new neck guard company that I've started with Ray Barilli, the longtime medical trainer with the St. Louis Blues. Also, thank you to Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, NHL, playoff stats, all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. Thank you very much for the support all year to Bet Online. Also, belated happy Mother's Day to all the great moms out there. I know my mom, when I was growing up as a kid in New Brunswick, Canada, early mornings getting me to the rink, and always at my every hockey game, baseball game, always there to support me. So shout out to our moms, and I hope you had a great Mother's Day. I think the second round of the playoffs has been to me the best second round that I can remember in the last two or three years. The matchups are phenomenal. Boston, Florida, Rangers, Carolina, Vancouver, Edmonton, Dallas, Colorado, tremendous matchups. And I think the level of play has just been phenomenal. It's been exciting. It's been physical. Maybe a little too physical for some teams. And I want to get into, first of all, the first series that I want to discuss is the Boston-Florida series. Boston was up 2-0 yesterday. And I looked at my son and I said, I still think Florida will win this game. Florida, they are too good. They're a better team. Do I think Boston deserved a better fate yesterday? Absolutely. Do I think this could be a 2-2 series? 100%. But Florida is just too deep, too strong from their first line to the fourth line, their back end. And it's just a really well-constructed hockey club. Bill Zito, the general manager there, has done a tremendous job the last few years. But there was a play yesterday. Before I get into the controversial goal, I want to talk about Sam Bennett play, Sam Bennett hit on Brad Marchand. And for whatever reason, for different reasons, nobody saw the other angle that we just saw that TNT put out yesterday just before the game. And for the 48 hours leading up to that, we could only speculate. That showed the other angle. Marchand goes in to hit Bennett, and you assume that Bennett punched him in the head, but you know what happens when you assume? You make an asset of you and me. So you couldn't really tell what happened. We see the other angle yesterday from TNT, and it clearly shows that as Marchand comes in, Bennett gives him a punch to the head. Listen, I would take Sam Bennett on my, I'm not criticizing Sam Bennett, okay? I would take Sam Bennett on my team every day, all day, every year. The guy's a playoff performer. He's exactly the type of player you need in the playoffs. We saw what he did in Toronto last year. He just ran rampant over the Maple Leafs. And Florida is a bully. Florida bullies teams. They bullied Toronto last year. They're bullying Boston this year. But when I saw that play, listen, George Parros is a friend of mine. I just saw George in St. Louis a few weeks ago. And I even said to him, I said, hey, Sometimes I'm probably a little too negative towards Department of Player Safety. I apologize. And because I respect George. George is like one of the nicest guys you'd ever meet. I have the utmost respect for him and for Damian Echeverry that also works in the Department of Player Safety. But what I don't understand, and I have a tough time, and I was in the league a long time, so maybe I should have a better understanding, but you have a third or fourth line player that punches Marshawn in the head. Marshawn is the captain. He's the leader of that team. He's the second best player on the team, if not the first. It's either him or Pasta. And he's out for game 4, but Bennett's allowed to play. Like, I just have a tough time with that. I have a tough time with, and I hate it when fans say, you know what, he should be suspended for as long as the player is hurt. Sorry, that would never work. Guys would milk that, in one direction. That would never work. But there's the evidence. He punched him in the head. And I hate when people say, well, Marshawn gets everything he deserves. Well, yeah, Marchie does get everything he deserves. You know what? He gives it out. He takes it. But guess what? Brad has also served 7 or 8 suspensions, is paid over $1 million in fines over his career. I think he's the most suspended and the most fined player in the history of the NHL. So guess what? Brad hasn't got away with everything. Brad's got away with a lot of stuff, but Brad also plays on the edge. And I don't have a problem with that, but he's paid the price. He's done his dues. He's had his suspensions. He's paid his fines. But you have Bennett playing in the game, and then it's never, it always, always, always happens. It's the hockey gods. Of course it was going to happen. Sam Bennett scores yesterday in Boston, probably the most hated man in Boston right now. And he scores on what I think is a very, very, very controversial call. And once again, and I have to preface this because I know they're probably going to see it. I get it. Chris King, Rod Pasma, I love these guys. These guys do an unbelievable job in the situation room. They do. They do a tremendous job. The respect I have for them, because it's not an easy job. You're always going to piss off 50% of the fans every night in any decision you make. And but the rule is pretty clear. It's and I want to pull it up here, is the, where am I here? The play with Brad Marchand, the puck's going in front of the net, and Charlie Coyle is in front of him, puck goes in front of the net, Sam Bennett comes in, gives a little cross check to Charlie Coyle, not a vicious cross check. In the game, would you call a minor penalty? Probably not. Probably not. But it was enough to put Charlie Coyle on Jeremy Swayman. And people can say, well, Jeremy Swayman couldn't have saved that puck. Well, we don't know. We'll never know. And for people to say that makes no sense because last series against Tampa, I think it was Stamkos, I forget exactly who from Tampa, looked like he had a sure goal, and Bobrovsky makes a save that you rarely see in the playoffs or at any time of year. It was probably the save of the year. In this case yesterday, does Jeremy Swayman make that same save? Does Jeremy Swayman throw his stick? Does he know, hey, I can't get over there with my pad, whether Coyle interferes with me or not, or is on top of me? And maybe as a desperation move, Jeremy Swayman throws a stick and stops the puck. Now there would be a penalty shot awarded to Florida, but he would have possibly prevented a goal. I don't know how that is not a goal. I don't get it. It's, to me, it is very black and white. I'm sure it's not black and white. There's nothing black and white about goalie interference. Okay. But when a defending player is pushed or cross-checked, I'm going to try to remember the rule because I can't look it up here as quickly as I wanted to. So I'm going to try to remember it from my days of reading the rule book. When a player is pushed, interfered with, cross-checked into his own goaltender, and the goaltender is unable to properly play his position, then a goal shall be disallowed. Now, people were like, when they went to review it, well, can't they give Sam Bennett a penalty now for cross-checking? No, you can't. That wasn't called on the ice. You can't review the cross-check. And the only thing you're reviewing is whether Sam Bennett created enough interference on the play to wave off the goal. I don't blame the officials on that play. That happened bang, bang. That was a bang, bang play. And in real time, I'm fine with it. But I think after reviewing that play, I have a tough time allowing that goal. And when it happened, I looked over at my wife and my son and I said, they're taking this goal down. And you could hear Darren Pang and the announcers. And they all, you know, I'm watching Biz Nasty and Colby Armstrong and everybody last night. I'm getting messages from Mike Russo and different people on social media and media people texting me. And I just said, I don't know. I'm confused. Like, I don't know why that goal is counting. So, and then of course they allow it. It's 2-1 at that time. The goal stands. It's now 2-2. Now Boston's got to kill off a penalty because they had an unsuccessful challenge. Now they're shorthanded. It just kind of steamrolled, and you could see Jimmy Montgomery, the frustration in his face. He's like, we had this game in the palm of our hands. We're up 2-0. This goal was definitely a big factor in deciding this game. And you could see things just kind of started to unravel after that. And I don't think Boston recovers from this. Game 5 now is in Florida. Without Marshy in the lineup, I just don't see how Boston can come back in this series. Ton of respect to Pasta yesterday. Played unbelievable. But listen, at the end of the day, Florida's just a better team. Florida's a better team. Like I said, they outshot Boston yesterday 48-18. I think they're out shooting them 105-50 in 4 games. Boston, you're just not good enough. It sucks, but it's been a great series. But at the end of the day, Florida's a better team, and that's who we want to see advance in the next round against the New York Rangers, because we'll talk about that series now, because I think the Rangers finish them off tonight. I'd be shocked. I figured Carolina would win on Sunday or on Saturday, but let's be honest, they barely won. You know, they were up 3-0, I think, in the game, and the Rangers came back. Brady Shea had to score on a late power play for Carolina to win. Carolina's power play is 1-for-17. 1-for-17. You're not winning playoff rounds going 1-for-17. Brind'Amour, I love Rod. I have a tremendous amount of respect for Rod. And, you know, his name's been bandied about, you know, the Toronto job and so on. Rod Brind'Amour is not getting the Toronto Maple Leafs job. I can tell you that right now. The two guys that are getting that job is Craig Berube or Todd McClellan. And my gut feeling who I think deserves the job and is the right man for the job is Craig Berube. But as far as the Rangers, Carolina, I think the series is over tonight. I think the Rangers probably win 4-1, 4-2. They're just too good. This is a good Ranger team, man. Like, I loved watching them in the regular season, but they have just brought it to another level in the playoffs. Vinny Trocheck, 12 points in the playoffs, 5 goals, 7 assists. This is a guy that had either a broken ankle or a broken leg, if I can remember. It was a brutal injury. And I want to say Carolina gave up on him, but kind of, I think everybody thought Vinny Trocheck's best days were behind him. And so shout out to Vinny, because he is playing incredible right now. Alex Lafreniere, wasn't a big fan, got to be honest. But you know what? What do I know? I'm a referee. I didn't play the game. And but I've seen a lot of young rookies come in the league, and they come and go, and they might be highly touted. They might be, you know, a stud or a star in junior hockey, but playing in the NHL is a whole different animal. And some guys are able to make that adjustment and live up to the expectations. I wasn't so sure Alex was going to be able to do that. And good for him. You know what? The guy has played fantastic. He's got 4 goals. He looks comfortable in his own skin now, whereas in last year he didn't. And I think that's, you know what? I'm happy for a guy like him, because sometimes the media, the fans, they're too quick to get on a player like that, and they expect them to come in the league. And because they're high, you know, they're drafted in the first round or first overall, or what, we're in the top 10, and they're expected, their expectations on these players are really unreasonable. So I give him a lot of credit, really happy. Vinny Trocheck, when I mentioned his 12 points, he also had 25 goals and 52 assists this year. He had 77 points. That is unbelievable. On an already stacked team with the Breadman, with Zibanejad, with Kreider. Like, this is a really good hockey team. Can you imagine if we get Florida and the Rangers? Like, I'm sorry, that's what's going to happen. We're going to have Florida and the Rangers. That is going to be one hell of a series. Like, that is going to be an incredible, incredible conference finals. New York City, MSG, Madison Square Garden. You know, when the Rangers, I've said it before, when the Rangers go deep in the playoffs, it is good for hockey. It's fantastic for ratings. The PR people and the people that work at the NHL headquarters, they're just licking their lips, because when the Rangers are going deep, the TV ratings are high, and this could be an incredible conference final. Tony D'Angelo, I literally want to punch him in the face. I do. Like, I think he is a distraction on that team. That Carolina team, the classy guys they have on there in Brent Burns, Aho, Martinook, you know, Jordan Martinook. People are like, you know, Tim Peels, you always bring up Jordan Martinook. Yeah, I do. You know why? Because he's a guy that plays well in the playoffs. He's a grinder. He's a team guy. That's why he's on that team, because he's loved by his teammates. He goes out and scores big goals when they need it. Those are the type of guys that you want on your team. I look at this Tony D'Angelo, and I guarantee you, he is despised by his team. He was hated by them in Philly. He was hated by them in New York. There's a reason this mouthy yap piece gets shipped out, because yes, he can play. He can play on the power play. He has an offensive side upside to him, but I think the guy is just a distraction. He's standing there yapping in between the benches, and he takes his gloves off and sets them on the ice, and I guess is challenging the bench. And I'm like, come on, Tony, really? Dude, I don't even know if I've seen you in a fight unless the linesmen are in there first to break it up. So don't give me this tough guy act because I am not buying it. And I don't think anybody else is buying it. And I think when they look at you and they look at you do that, they think you're a joke. And I guarantee you the Rangers are going, this guy, like he just ignore him because he takes himself off his own game, I think. And I think he is, as I said a second ago, I think he's a distraction to that team. And I guarantee you, the players on that team, they don't like it. They don't like it. Like, man, just shut your yap and play hockey. We're trying to win a playoff series here. Shut your mouth and play hockey. So, anyway, I think that series is over tonight. As I said, I think the Rangers win 4-1, 4-2. So we'll see. Anyway, let's get to Dallas, Colorado. Jake Oettinger playing very well. Dallas, it's remarkable. Lose the first two games to Vegas. Everybody wrote them off. First two games at home, everybody's like, Dallas is done. And I think it's like 80% chance that if you lose the first two games of the series, there's an 80% chance that you don't win that series. So there's a 20% chance that you do. It's an unbelievable stat. It may even be less than that. And they lose game one to Colorado at home. They blow a lead. Then they're up again at home, 4-1 again. They barely hang on, but they get the win. Great game. First two games were just awesome, end to end, phenomenal to watch. And then they go to Colorado, and we were out Saturday night, some friends and so on. We went to the UFC fight, and which was remarkable. I got to see my first UFC fight, first row at Enterprise Center here in St. Louis. I saw Dana White. I didn't get my picture with him. That was my big goal of the night was to get a picture with Dana White. But I got a picture with Bruce Buffer, actually the announcer, Michael Buffer's brother. So that was pretty cool. But I thought Dallas going into Colorado for game three, I thought Colorado would win that at home. Just the way they came back in game two. Even though they lost, they made a game of it. They certainly looked like they had the momentum. And Dallas comes into Colorado and shuts them down. And Logan Stankoven, probably the worst name in hockey. Stankoven, his nickname is Stanky. I can't think of a worse nickname to have than Stanky. And Tyler Seguin, they both score two goals. They go in there, they win 4-1. Unbelievable. Now, two of those goals were empty net goals. It's a 2-1 hockey game. So don't let the 4-1 score fool you. But this is a series, man. This is a series. Listen, if people said who is going to win tonight, I don't have any idea. I have no idea because Dallas has amazed me how resilient they've been. On the road, they remind me a lot of the 2019 St. Louis Blues, where they actually play better on the road than they play better at home. You know, 2019 St. Louis Blues won game five in Boston in the Stanley Cup Finals, lose game six at home with the cup in the building, go to Boston for game seven, and that infamous Craig Berube speech. They go out and win that game and bring the cup back to St. Louis. This Dallas team reminds me a lot of that St. Louis team. Their resiliency on the road is very impressive, and it's tough to replicate. It's tough to duplicate. You know, some teams are just not built for the road, and this Dallas team, it's almost like they play a simpler game on the road. So Game four tonight. It's going to be an incredible game. I can't wait to watch it. But Colorado could easily come out and spot four or five. I think, after the first round against Colorado or against Winnipeg, they had averaged five games or five goals in each game. And it wouldn't be surprised me. They could put up four or five tonight against Jake Ottinger as well as Jake's played. It wouldn't surprise me at all. So going to be an awesome game. Can't wait to watch it. The game, the last series I want to talk about is Vancouver-Edmonton. Another phenomenal series. These fan bases in Vancouver and Edmonton absolutely hate each other. It's the funniest thing watching them go back on social media. They hate each other. And I don't know if there can be a more annoying fan base in Vancouver, because I don't think there is. I think a Vancouver fan yesterday were chirping Edmonton about how crappy the city of Edmonton is. And they said, and a fan from Edmonton said, yeah, well, at least we own our own home. And a little insight, a little joke there, because the price of housing is so expensive in Vancouver. Most people can't afford to buy a house. So it was going back on social media. It was absolutely hilarious. But I got to start off with Stuart Skinner. It's always easy to jump on the goalie. But guess what? He's got to play better. He's not the reason they're losing this series, but he is a big reason that they're losing this series. He's not the only reason, but Stuart, you got to make some saves, man. That's what your opponent down on the other end of the ice, 200 feet away from you, Artos Chilvos, that's what he's doing, is he's making some unbelievable saves. And, you know, Calvin Pickard went in last night. I think you'll see, you probably have to go back with Stuart Skinner tomorrow night, but you never know. Maybe Knobloch goes, screw it. We're not getting the big saves. I'm going to put in Calvin Pickard. Pickard's played very well for Edmonton this year when he has played. But that's why they pay the coaches the big bucks to make these decisions, because it is a tough decision. I think you have to go with Skinner, but Stu, you got to make some saves, man. You got to help your team out. Brock Besser, big game yesterday, two goals, got seven goals in the playoffs. He was a guy that they were talking about trading in the last year or two. Sometimes the best trades are the ones that you don't make. So very happy for Brock Besser. This Artos Chilvos is becoming a favorite in Vancouver. And I love, he's from Latvia. He was certainly not projected to play in the playoffs this year. He's played remarkable. He's had a little luck on his side, but he's made some phenomenal saves. But yesterday, for example, Edmonton hit four posts. But one thing that bugs me, and I get that Leon and Connor and these guys get annoyed with the media in Edmonton. And a lot of it is justified by some of the questions that they continually get asked day in and day out. But yesterday they asked, last night they asked Draisaitl about Vancouver's goaltending. And all he said was four posts isn't goaltending. And to me, that shows a lack of respect to Chilvos, shows a lack of respect for the game. And it kind of bugs me about Leon. It kind of bugs me. I'm not asking you to go kiss his ass, but you know what a better answer would be was, you know what, the goaltender on the other end has played well. Unfortunately, we hit some posts. We've got to get more traffic in front of him. We got to make life more difficult for him. And we're looking forward to game four. That would be a better answer rather than this sarcastic, flippant comment, four posts isn't goaltending. So something that kind of just bugs me. But the real thing the big thing that I want to get into about this series, and this is, Scotty Loughlin, who's on Sirius XM. I was listening to him this morning, driving to the rink. I'm driving to the rink at 5:30 a.m., taking Bronson for his private lesson with ex-NHL player Jamal Mayers. And I'm listening to Scotty, and I love Scotty Loughlin on Sirius XM. And he sent out a tweet last night that this wouldn't happen to Gretzky back in the day. And what he was alluding to was Connor McDavid at the end of the game. He slashed Soucy. Wasn't much of a slash, let's be honest. Carson Soucy slashed him back. Say that fast five times. And then Zadorov, who is, listen, there is no question. I don't care what team it is of the eight teams left. Nikita Zadorov is the best pickup out of any player at the trade deadline. This guy has been a stud. He's got four goals. Unfortunately, ran my buddy Evander Kane into the bench last night. The guy is a beast. I knew when he went there, Tocchet would absolutely love this guy. And this guy has been a huge reason for Vancouver's success so far. But I regress because I want to go back to the cross-check. So Zadorov comes in, cross-checks McDavid really, like, very hard in the back, in the lower back, buckles him. And as he's buckling him, Carson Soucy, after slashing McDavid, now throws a cross-check and cross-checks McDavid right in the face. And Scotty and Gord Stellick on Sirius XM this morning, both of them said, and Gord said, and I love Gord Stellick, I could listen to him all day talk, is he said, Carson Soucy has to get suspended. He's got to get suspended. Whether it's a game or two, he's got to get suspended. He cross-checked the best player on the planet, Connor McDavid, in the face. And people can say, well, he was going to get him in the chest and because of Zadorov's cross-check, he, you know, that's why he got him in the face. Well, you know what? Like my old longtime colleague, Mick Magoo, said, if my aunt had nuts, she'd be my uncle, okay? So I don't give a shit whether he's fallen down. Whatever the reason is, he cross-checked him in the face. And the intent was to cross-check him, whether it was to get him in the chest or whatever. But at the end of the day, he just cross-checked the best player in the planet in the face. And Scotty was saying there would have been a bench-clearing brawl if that had been back in the day with Wayne Gretzky. Now, rules have changed. We couldn't have a bench-clearing brawl. Guys would be suspended for the rest of the series. The times have changed. That was 30 years ago. We get it. 40 years ago. But nobody even came in, really. Like Evan Bouchard, I'm standing there watching you. Are you freaking kidding me? You kept your gloves on? Your captain just got cross-checked in the face. Two-hand somebody. Punch somebody in the face. You didn't do anything. Nobody from Edmonton did anything. It's embarrassing. So, you know what? Edmonton, get your shit together, because I thought this was a series that Edmonton could win, but I think they're getting coached right now too by my buddy Rick Tocchet over Chris Knobloch. And Draisaitl can talk about four posts and blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, Corey Perry's been invisible. He hasn't done anything so far in the series. Vancouver's depth is just so much more greater than Edmonton's. Their third and fourth line, they can grind you to death where, you know, Knobloch had to take a timeout with 2 minutes and 16 seconds to go so that he could give Connor and Draisaitl more rest, because they're just riding them like Seabiscuit, both of them. Like, you can't keep riding these guys. You've got to get secondary scoring. You can't expect McDavid and Draisaitl to win every game for you and to win the series. You can't. That's, teams do not win Stanley Cups like that, okay? Pittsburgh didn't win cups like that. Detroit didn't win cups like that. Montreal, Boston, that's not how you win Stanley Cups, is by two star players. Toronto can't get out of the first round and they've got four star players, okay? You have to win with the depth. And Edmonton, Vancouver's depth is outplaying Edmonton's depth right now. So Edmonton, get your shit together, third and fourth line. Get your button gear, because if not, this is going to be a short series. And let's see what happens with Department of Player Safety. Always a tough position for these guys, but I don't see how you can't suspend Carson Soucy. You can't have liberties like that being taken against the best player in the planet. So, listen, great show this morning. Thank you to our sponsors. Bet Online, Protected, and Whiskey in the Wild. Also, thank you to Caffeine TV and Believe TV. And we will see you all Wednesday for another episode of Snipes and Stripes. Enjoy the games tonight. Thank you.